Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Happy Thanksgiving, although this year for many that means little tiny turkeys for two, football with no fans pouring beer on each other. That actually sounds pretty great. There were supposed to be three pro football games today in Detroit, Dallas, and Pittsburgh, but the Steelers game against the Baltimore Ravens has been moved to Sunday after positive COVID-19 tests. In Massachusetts, Thanksgiving has been a day of high school rivalry games, some schools playing each other for more than 100 years. None of those games will be played today. The entire high school football season was canceled because of COVID-19. Mike Pesca is here now, sports analyst. He hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. So, Mike, happy Thanksgiving, but now the segment ends because I don't think we have anything to talk about.
Well, just, I'm here, you know.
You're
I've
here.
Not been ruled out, so that's something.
No. Did you have a Thanksgiving football tradition growing up?
I grew up in one of the least football heavy places, Long Island, but friends and I would play two-hand touch football until it became hard two-hand touch, until as adults there was something like a 60% injury rate, so we canceled the game.
I have to say, you know, I'm a fellow Long Islander, and you know, yeah. No, we didn't, but we were really good at lacrosse. Anyway, moving on,
exactly.
The NFL has these games today. The season will continue this weekend, but how, tell us more about pro football dealing with COVID-19.
Yes, there. As you said, there was an outbreak among Ravens players, so they were able to move that game back. And so what we have are the two traditional teams who for years and years always played on Thanksgiving. The Cowboys and the Lions will be hosting games. That's okay. That's tradition. And what the NFL is doing is, as best as anyone can, trying to cobble together their schedule. I would look at college football as the real football example of decimation. I mean, you have in the classic game between Minnesota and Wisconsin, a game that started, a rivalry that started in 1890 and missed only one game, will not be playing because of COVID cases on the Minnesota side. Now, Wisconsin has missed so many games so far, they now won't get to the threshold to possibly qualify for a postseason in the Big Ten. It's just the reality.
Yeah. And what about college basketball? The season tipped off yesterday, but a story in the Chicago Tribune said it was a mess before it started. At least 40 Division I teams quarantining or have paused activity because of COVID-19.
Yeah. On the women's side, UConn has canceled its first, I think, four games because of positive tests. On the men's side, look, there are 362, I believe that's the right number, Division I college teams. So this just means more and more chances to have one or two positive tests that will cause a canceled game. And it's going to happen. One of the things that college basketball is doing, if you look at Uncasville, Connecticut, where the Mohegan Sun Casino is, they are branding themselves as the basketball bubble. It's Bubbleville, where all of these teams are going to be having 40 teams and 11 days of games because they figure we'll get all the teams in one place. We'll put conditions on the players and we'll track their movement and we'll test them. And this will be safer than playing just at normal schools. You wonder if it can be safe. And then you also think, you know, the players are doing whatever they can. The whole casino's open. You could go and play slot machines. So to some extent, it is a reflection of society. And I don't know exactly how seriously all of society is taking it. Maybe college basketball is taking it a little more seriously.
No, it's kind of dispiriting to talk with you on a weekly basis now because of COVID-19.
Thank you, Rob.
You're welcome. Yes. And we're going to kind of continue that because we want to mention Diego Maradona, the legendary soccer player from Argentina. He died yesterday at 60. He had heart issues. He scored one of the greatest goals ever, weaving through English players. He also scored one of the worst. He touched the ball, right? And the ref didn't see it, but the whole world did. Just comment on his legacy.
Yeah, he punched in. It was called the rebranded afterwards to make it more palatable. The hand of God. He, you know, replays show him punching in the ball instead of heading in the ball. But his death has devastated Argentina. It's not so surprising, though he was 60. He had maybe even an adulthood long battle with cocaine use and was suspended several times. He had, within the last 8 days, been in and out of the hospital because of a brain clot. His lawyer says now he's looking into the ambulance response time. But all of Argentina is devastated by the news because they loved Maradona. And even with all his flaws, or maybe because of some of his flaws, he transcended sport. And you know what football slash soccer means to the Argentines. So, yeah, they're devastated.
Well, anytime a sentence ends in transcended the sport, I mean, that's real. There is sorrow. Mike Pesca, here now, sports analyst. He hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. And Mike, by the way, on this Thanksgiving, we thank you.
Oh, right back at you.
Thank you.